This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real-life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, svinews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Why Your Story. I am one of your hosts, Travis.
I am one of your hosts, Mary Jo Parker. Welcome.
We are so glad to be back today. We appreciate everybody's comments and support on this. This has been quite a fun and unique thing for us to do.
Absolutely. We've just enjoyed it. It's a little scary, especially because we don't do this for a living.
No.
Obviously, we don't.
We are not in the broadcast frame of mind, folks.
They have not. Channel 5, Channel 4, nobody's gotten a hold of us. Fox News, nope.
It's one of those things. But to be honest with you, we are just proud to be from Star Valley. And we are proud to be able to call you all our friends and our listeners. And we're just excited that you would take the time to listen to a couple goofs on a podcast.
That's right.
We hope that we're entertaining to you. And we'll try to keep it coming as entertaining as we can.
I do want to shout out to the community that has supported us during Nurses Week and EMS Week. We received baskets of goodness, and it was amazing, and everybody was so happy. And the community that did that has done that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It always blows my mind when our community pulls together to do something good and nice for each other. I mean,
I
got one of those gift baskets too, and I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was.
I couldn't stop smiling for like 48 hours. I mean,
you're still smiling.
There was Dr. Pepper and jerky and.
Nothing better.
I mean, we have, and then pistachios, and then peanuts, and then gummy worms, and and fish. What are they? Swedish fish.
Oh, yeah.
And then in a Nemesis bag that we used the ambulance to throw up in, there was fishing stuff.
Nice.
I know. It was so
It's too
cool.
Bad you don't like fishing.
Yeah. I could fish every day for the rest of my life.
I could too. I love fishing.
So, today, coming as Father's Day is quickly approaching, maybe it's past. I don't even know.
We don't know. This whole COVID thing, who knows what's what.
We did a podcast on mothers, and we thought we'd do one on fathers today, being as it is a special day to a lot of men out there. We thought we'd take a moment and talk about fathers. And the fathers in our lives, our brothers, our dads, uncles, grandpas, great-grandpas, and pay tribute to those men who have inspired us.
I agree. It's going to be way fun. Did you know that Father's Day was after Mother's Day officially?
Well, has it ever been before Mother's Day?
No, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
So do you know the history of Father's Day?
I don't.
So in 1910, there was a girl that was at church, and she, I don't know where, I think it was up in Spokane, Washington area, and they were doing a Mother's Day program, and she thought, well, this is stupid. I have the greatest dad. He's a Civil War vet, and so she's the one that started it, and so we can thank her. Her name was Simona Dode.
You're kidding.
No. That's how Father's Day started in 1910. Well, officially it started after President Wilson made it official in 1972. But yeah, it's always the third Sunday in June.
Was Mother's Day, was it established before Father's Day?
Yes.
So when was Mother's Day established? Do you have any idea?
No.
Okay. So we're just going off the notion that we think it was created before Father's
Day. No, I do know it, but I don't know it.
Oh, so you do know that it was before Father's Day. But every year... Father's Day comes before Mother's Day.
Huh?
Yeah, because if we started our year right now, next Monday, Father's Day would come, and then an entire year later, Mother's Day would come.
Oh, you got COVID brain.
Jeez. I just thought that was something special. You've ruined my day.
I'm so sorry.
I thought Father's Day came almost 11 months before Mother's Day.
Or 9 and a half months.
Or whatever. Well, doggone it.
Oh, gal.
That's some neat history, though, MJ. Thanks for enlightening all of us.
Sure.
Do you have any other history that you'd like to share?
Do you have some fun? I want to know what you want for Father's Day. What do you want? Do you really, really want?
Okay, so I actually told my wife what I want. And normally my list is very short, as it is this year. Normally, I really don't care what I get for Father's Day. It's not about gifts, you know. It's,
right.
It really isn't. But there is something that I've really, really wanted. And so this year, I thought I'd kind of like throw a hint out there. And since my wife's not good at subtle hints, I'm going to put it on the podcast. I want one of those Blackstone grills.
Oh, yeah. Those
you know,
are nice.
Those flat surfaces, but do you know why I want to do it?
Why?
I want
one? Why?
Because
why,
oh, I want to put on my chef hat and get the big spatulas.
Mm-hmm. And your apron.
And my apron. And I want to do the hibachi thing for my family. I want to like make the That's volcano cool. that flares up, you mm-hmm. know, and throw shrimp into everybody's mouth or sitting down. That's what I really want to do. I think that'd be so fun.
How's your aim?
You're horrible.
Oh, okay.
But if it's shrimp, I wouldn't care. I'd just fling it out in the grass. You know?
That's true. I'm not a shrimpy person either. Yeah.
So anyway, but that's what I want for Father's Day. I just think that'd be really fun to have.
That's nice.
I've always liked steaks when they're cooked on flat iron.
Mm.
I don't, you know, grilling is nice, but right. I've always liked just that flat iron heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might be kind of fun.
That would be really fun. So, and then you have to invite me over. And
I would love to.
Okay.
You'll be my first invite over.
Woohoo!
As long as you will let me do my hibachi act.
I'll let you do it as someone else. Because you'll
well,
purposely
then you're not coming
fling
over.
Them. And it come like right over. In my eye. I know. They're amazing, those chefs. It's
oh,
like,
I
oh, my
love
goodness.
It. And it tastes so good. But I figure, you know, with that much butter and oil, you can make anything taste good.
That's
you could
true.
Probably make any shrimp almost barely.
Oh, I don't know. It's maybe. That crunch. That, ugh. I know.
It's that.
Right? And so many people love shrimp.
Crunchy, softy.
Oh.
Pink,
okay.
Pinkish.
Oh. Oh.
Cat smell. I don't know. It's hard to explain what a shrimp is like to someone that hates shrimp. But people that love shrimp, you know, it's they just love that.
They do.
They love it when they take that bite and the kind of the innards squirt out into their outers. And
in their outers. I ask a few people today. I ask a few guys that I ran into at work. I was working the COVID tent today at the hospital, and I asked Sam, my partner, so what was your best Father's Day present? And he didn't even like bat an eye. He just immediately spilled out two things. One was his wife had...
Well, that's a good Father's Day present.
His wife?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying that... That is probably one of the best Father's Day presents.
Okay.
Is that okay to say on our podcast?
I guess.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, what would we do without our wives?
I guess.
We wouldn't be anything. We wouldn't be fathers.
Well.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to what Sam said. Sam said that his wife was his best Father's Day present.
Well, no. She came up with a really great idea. So she recorded his kids.
Sam.
That's okay. She recorded his kids, and they... they were saying what they loved about their dad. And one of the boys said he loved his dad because he was like Batman. He was his hero. And
now we're talking about the same Sam, right?
Yeah, I know, right? He's blind. His son. No.
And so, giving Sam a hard time.
Yeah. And so Sam, so then she took that string art that you tie. I've seen it before. There's pictures, and they use string and nails. And she made like Batman wings and did four different pictures for him of what the kids thought of him. And he loved that.
Oh, that's cute.
So they watched the recording of what they said, and then she gave him that gift. And he really, really thought that was awesome.
That's neat.
It was neat.
That's neat.
Yeah. I asked my husband, who is the hardest person to buy for, and he said one word, tools. And... which is ridiculous.
How could Stevie Wonder be the hardest person to buy for? I could go right and make his wildest dreams come true. I could.
I mean, he owns every tool. So I'm like, tools? And he just started laughing. And then he wouldn't tell me anymore. What would you get him?
Right now?
Yeah.
I would call 1-800-SNAP-ON.
They come to him anyway.
Trust me. I'm just saying. I know that I could make Steve's day today.
Okay.
Does he have a nice new Snap-on hat?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, he does.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
He hasn't worn it out in public.
He does, though, have
maybe
a
it's his
hat.
Sunday hat. Okay.
Oh, that could be. That could be. Then I ask Dan, the PA that we was working behind the tent, and he said he likes fly fishing stuff. So if his wife's listening, he would like some fly fishing stuff. But he was basically like, but whatever. I mean, he was just really sweet. Then I asked Duke Dance, our famous announcer.
Duke.
And he has a picture on his wall that his wife, Carrie, made of the kids and when they were babies and where they are today. And he loves it. It's just a piece of wood with these pictures of his beautiful children. So there's some ideas.
Well, so you've successfully made me feel like crap. So you've just said basically every father wants pictures of his kids, you know, and I said a grill.
Well, I just call them as I see them.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, fathers out there, I was just kind of thinking of gifts that I think would go over well with most fathers. I think that, like, I don't know, generally, like, grills, barbecues, I think that's probably a good Father's Day gift.
That's
for
true.
Most dads, you know?
Yes, for most guys.
I actually had written down fishing stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'd written down fishing stuff.
See?
What?
What about guns?
I didn't write down guns.
I think that's one area that a gal can't go wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to a father's heart, I think, is a gun.
Oh, okay.
I think most. I don't know all.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm going to tell you some of the fun things that I've had over the years that I thought was pretty cool.
Okay.
One of my favorite Father's Day gifts was a coupon book
that
my daughters made for me.
Yeah.
So it was like free 30-minute back rub. And a free day without chores. We'll do your chores.
Nice.
And one of them was free get out of dishes night. Because we just swap nights at our house, you know, mm-hmm. doing dishes. And so and then there was one like 2 hours of uninterrupted television time.
Wow.
And you know, as a dad, you're like, that's really cool. Because I like SCI and CIS and murder stuff, and my little girls don't get into that.
You mean CSI, not SCI?
What did I say? CSI.
Yeah, but you said SCI.
But isn't there an NCIS or something?
Yeah.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
That movie. So a coupon book I thought was cool. But what about like giving your dad or your father or something a day off?
That's nice. That would be great.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like a day of whatever you want to do, you get to do it.
That would be wonderful.
And you're not going to give me a dirty look when I say, I just want to hang out in front of the TV in my unders.
Yeah.
You can't go, oh, that's stupid. Because then at the point, you're like, anything you want, sweetheart.
Right.
Or anything you want, Dad.
Yeah.
With popcorn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a cool thing. A dad's day. Do whatever you want.
I like that.
Yeah.
I thought of a meat bouquet. Instead of a flower bouquet, a meat bouquet.
Can you explain to me what a meat
you
bouquet?
You betcha. So, you know, you get those salamis, and you get beef jerky, and then you wrap it up like you would a bouquet of flowers.
Right,
and it's
I'm
a meat bouquet.
It. I'm seeing it.
A lot of guys like meat. And so I thought that would be kind of fun. And socks. Fun socks.
Okay, so we just went from a meat bouquet to socks. So I would say that, like, every guy likes meat.
Mm.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say, like, 99.9%.
Right.
At least of the guys that I know would like a meat basket. But then how did you transition from that to socks?
Well, they got to keep their feet warm.
Okay, so you're saying a meat bouquet and socks, not a meat bouquet or socks, because you're going to fail with the socks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
for sure,
just making sure
both.
You know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would be fun in the socks to, like, put baseball tickets.
Oh, that's cool.
And you know.
Yeah.
I think the best gift one of the best gifts I ever gave Steve was he loves George Strait. Loves George Strait. And so.
Steve really loves George Strait?
Loves him. Yes, loves him. And so I found some tickets in Vegas, and they were a lot. And so I got them for Father's Day and our anniversary, because they're both in the same month. And I was so excited to surprise him. And they were really close. And he had my phone. We were at a restaurant. He had my phone because he was trying to fix it for me. And he was like, and I'd taken a picture of it because I was so excited about the whole thing. And he was like, what's this purchase? What? And he's like, $850. And I'm like, well, it's a present. And he's like, for what did you buy yourself? You know, I'm like, I did it. And so then I told him, and then he cried. It was very cute.
Can I do something for Steve?
Yeah. Here we go.
This is for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, this is only for you, buddy. They call me the fireman. That's my name. Take my rounds all over town, putting out old flames. Do I sound like George Strait?
You don't.
What?
A little bit, maybe. It was pretty cool, though, because we got there, like, George looked right at us the whole time. It was a circular stage, but I know he was looking right at us.
I'm sure he was. I mean, anyone that looks out in the audience and sees a 8'2" blonde dude is going to probably stare right at him. With size 19 shoes.
Sasquatch.
Steve's funny. A good dude. Happy Father's Day, Steve.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Steve. And happy Father's Day to my two son-in-laws, who I love them so much. I just wanted two things for my girls. I wanted the person to be kind, and then a good father and husband. And we just somehow won the lottery.
You did.
With Mike and Eric, so, yeah.
Well, what a blessing.
Yeah. What about your own dad?
Well, I was just going to say real quick, as a dad to my girls, I think you just hit the nail on the head. As a dad, I think all you want is someone that will love your girls as much as you love them.
Correct.
I know that's impossible, because both of my son-in-laws are going to be dorks, and I'm not going to like them.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to have to get along with them because my daughters, but no boy is going to be good enough to marry my girls.
You'll be surprised.
I hope so, but as it sits right now, there won't be.
You will end up having two sons. So then you'll have four kids.
Yeah, but wonder if like they wear... My biggest fear, I think, is they're going to show up with the skinny jeans. And they're going to have like those idiot, stupid Converse-looking shoes on. You know, the flat shoes.
Uh-oh. I have 7 pair. Are you kidding me?
No!
Those are the best!
I'm not. We live in Wyoming. Converse.
I don't
care. We live in Wyoming.
I don't care.
Everybody who is listening to my voice, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay? You know what I'm talking about.
The skinny jeans that don't cover their ankles and the flat, stupid-looking plain Converse shoes.
No,
and if they have any wave to their hair, I'm going to kick them off my porch.
Oh, brother.
Anyway, I'm just saying... Don't ask my daughter out if that's what you're wearing. This is way off the Father's Day.
I don't know
how that happened. Let's get back on track. But as a dad, I think that being a dad is the greatest calling in life, because I don't think you can love someone more than you could love your little kids. That's how I feel about it.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean? I hope that all dads out there feel that same way.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we wouldn't do for our kids.
Yeah.
And so I think that as a dad, the best Father's Day gift we could have would just be a healthy family, you know?
Right.
Happy, healthy, and a family that we're able to provide for.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that in the reality of things, I think that's the greatest Father's Day gift.
Yeah. I agree.
So you asked me about my father,
and
I think that when you reach my age and start going down the other side of the mountain, I think that we gain such an appreciation for our parents. So, you know, we go through that stage of life where we think that, you know, our parents don't understand, or they, you know, why would they do this to me, or blah, 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 blah. But when you get to our age and you see life's challenges and the challenges that come with trying to raise kids, boy, I'll tell you what, I have gained a huge respect for my father.
Nice.
You know, and those that know me, my upbringing was not normal by any means, but my father tried to make it as normal as possible for us in a life of entertaining and on the road constantly and being all over the world. You know, how else is a dad supposed to be a dad? But he did. You know,
that's neat.
He was so wonderful and so consistent and so just a good dude.
Yeah.
You know, one that you can respect, and I hope my grandkids get an opportunity to know grandpa.
That's right. That's,
I think that's so cool. And or mm-hmm. and my kids get a chance to know grandpa
mm-hmm.
a lot. So, you know, I just think that those men in our lives that we admire and we respect, my hat's off to them. I just think that that's so wonderful.
I do too. And spending quality time when you can and making those memories.
You know, and it's, isn't it all about time?
It is.
I don't know if there's any amount of gifts or anything that you can give that would equal spending time with your dad.
Yeah.
Or your grandpa. I mean, my grandpa's gone. I'm sure your grandpa's passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back now and even last night, I was finding myself telling stories about my grandpa.
Oh, nice.
You know, he was born here in Star Valley.
Oh.
And, yep. And served in World War II. And I was telling some stories about grandpa in World War II. And then after and how I got to know grandpa. I remember my grandpa, my absolute favorite memories when I was a kid. I mean, it was like Christmas morning was going and hopping in the truck with grandpa and riding around checking the fences and pulling the deer out of the fences.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. The impression that he had on me at that age is so powerful.
Yeah.
So don't ever underestimate the power you can have on your kids and grandkids just by spending time.
I agree. I think that's so important. And, you know, people make mistakes and things happen and families are different and, you know, whatever you can do, a phone call. And now there's no excuse with FaceTime and Zoom and whatever. I mean, there's just a letter or a note and just, you know. I know that my father-in-law was really busy as my husband's father, as he was growing up. His dad was really busy, and he had all kind of jobs, from a professor at Utah State to, while he was getting his PhD, he ran a bus in California to UCLA, and he would use that. But before that, at 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd be throwing papers. And so he would drive the bus with the people, go to school, drive it back, and somehow had six kids to support in California and did a good job. Plus all of his other things he was doing, you know, for the community and the church. And so he was a busy guy, but, you know, he's 94 now and he's wow. just awesome.
And this is your father-in-law?
It's my father-in-law, yeah.
Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah, his driving's a little scary, but we still love him.
So, you know, I was thinking my father-in-law, he raised 10 kids on the ranch.
Man.
And 8 of them were girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so he had the patience of Job. Mm. I mean, for real, I think. And, you know, all of his kids have turned out just good, solid kids. And, you know, they didn't have much growing up.
Yeah.
But what they did have was time.
Mm-hmm.
They had time.
Nice.
And I'm going to go back to that. You know, we live in a day and age where there's so many distractions out there. But, you know, money might be tight financially. But the one thing you always could give is time.
That's correct.
So I'm a big proponent of that. And I think of my dad growing up and how he survived in the entertainment business and still was able to come out of it somewhat normal.
Yeah.
Is a tribute to him in my
For
mind.
Sure.
So I love him. If yeah. he's listening, I love you, Dad.
Oh, and I met you once and I thought, man, you are a neat guy.
He's a good dude.
He is. We'll have to have him on sometime.
Oh yeah. We need to bring him on. I think that'd be great. We could sing like Crazy Horses together.
Yeah. He could just sing some rock and roll.
Oh, I'd be
so happy.
We need to do a podcast on like classic rock.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yep. Yep.
I think that'd be a fun one.
That would be great.
What a neat thing, though, to pay tributes to Dad on Father's Day. So hopefully everybody out there has got some special thoughts in their head on what they can do for their dad or grandpa or aunt, or not aunt, uncle is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever your situation is, you know, hopefully you can be an influence on somebody's life. And, you know, kids look up to you and adults look up to you and just be kind. Yeah.
Yep. Enjoy the greatest calling you can have, and that's being a dad. And as us dads know, you blink and they're all grown up.
That's true.
I have a teenager.
Wow.
I mean, I was changing her diapers Saturday, and now she's a teenager.
Yeah.
And gosh, it's just amazing. I feel like I've only got a few years left to be an influential person in her life, you know. Mm-hmm. So we definitely needed to go hunting and fishing more.
Yeah. So. I'll tell you, the first time Steve took our oldest daughter, Tegan, hunting, she came back. She was not feminine anymore. She was eating kippersnackers and just, I was like, what did you teach her? And he was like, and she loved it. You know, she just loved it.
Yep.
So it was great. Oh, I think it's wonderful you do that.
That is so cool. I just love to hear that. I love fathers hearing, just because of my situation, I don't have any sons, you know, but I love hearing stories of dads with their daughters in the hills.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
That's right.
Did you turn your phone off or what's that sound?
It looks like it's the fax machine next
to you. Are we getting
you.
A fax?
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks, Duke, for the fax. MJ, do you have anything else to add to our
I don't. Just happy Father's Day to you, Travis, and to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening, and hope that the men in your life are going to have a great day.
Everybody out there, stay healthy, stay strong, be happy, and we will talk to you later.
Ciao.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.